and it rain. Oh, open the floodgate of heaven. Oh yes, let it rain, let it rain. Oh, open, open the floodgate of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Everlasting King of Glory, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word. Lord, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that they will be hearers and doers of your word. I ask in the name of Jesus that yokes will be destroyed, burdens will be carried away from their shoulder. In the name of Jesus, let it become a new season for somebody here this morning. Let their eyes popped open. Let their ears popped open. In the name of Jesus, so that they can behold the wondrous things that you have for them in your world, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, we give you praise. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Let your name be exalted here today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. Accept all our thanks in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Praise God. Amen. This morning I'll be sharing with you in the next 55 minutes, accessing God. Voice by faith. Accessing God's voice by faith. The Bible says in Romans that without faith, Romans chapter 10, verse 12, without faith, it is impossible for us to please God. Amen. Faith cometh by what? By hearing, and what? Hearing the word of the Lord. And without faith, we can't please God. So faith is needed. Praise God. Faith is needed. One of the areas I've seen, I've shared this in a particular ministry in England, and one of the things I was trying to let them to know is that, look, it's wonderful when we gather ourselves in the church to hear the word of the Lord, but there's another dimension to God. Praise God. You assess God by his word, not only by his word, you assess God by his voice. Praise God. Many of us have been coming, hearing the word of the Lord. Many of us have jotters of 2010, 2009, 2008. We keep jotting, we keep writing. It's wonderful. You are a wonderful student. But many people have been writing so many things. But those things you are writing, you've not been, what? Been sensitive to his voice. And I'm going to show you some few verses of the scriptures this morning where many men that have accomplished so many things in the Bible, they accomplished those things by the Lord said. The Lord said unto me. The Lord said unto me. He instructed me. Should I go? Should I not go? Should I do it now? Should I not do it now? So there are two assets into the kingdom. The first one is faith cometh by hearing what we are doing this morning. I'm quoting some scriptures to you, like I'm reading from the book of Romans chapter 10 or Romans chapter 10 verses 1. And as I share those things with you, those are the first point. The second point to God, you must be able to hear God by yourself. Your pastor will not hear God for you. Hello, somebody here. Praise the Lord, somebody. I was ministering. And as the worship was going on, I was being instructed by the Lord. Like what she was saying this morning, Sister Tubi, you won't believe it. I woke up around 3 o'clock and I was interceding till 6. And I said, Lord, if I can have just an opportunity to speak to like 2-3 couples, let them sit down and let me just pump my life into them in less than 1 or 2 hours. So I was shocked when you came in here to say that. Why? Because you are sensitive to God. You are sensitive to God. Why? At every point in time in the life of a believer, faith cometh by hearing. Yes, it's true. Faith cometh by hearing. Many of us can tell us where those revelations are coming from. But many people are not hearers of his voice. He said, my sheep will hear my voice. Praise God. Praise God. If there's a little baby crying in the children's church right now, and we have probably five kids or babies in the children's church, I can assure you that the mother, that child, that particular child crying, that woman will know her child. Now, if you are a mother, you know the voice of your child. Why, as a believer, you don't know the voice of your father? Is somebody here with me? So it goes beyond, I came to church, the word of the Lord was being shared. Oh, hallelujah. This is how we should do it. This is how you should go. Yes, it's good. But after you've left here, you must be able to, locate the frequency of God. I was sharing this in a particular ministry. I said, when a dog is barking, there are some young men that know so much about dogs. And they can tell you that you thought the dog is barking. The dog is not barking, it's talking. Yeah. Is somebody here with me? So the same way a mother will locate the voice of her child is the same way we should locate the voice of our master. So it goes beyond hearing the word. Many people are hearers of God's word, but are not doers of the word. And listen to me, anything you are hearing and it's not changing your life, it's not changing the way you talk, it's not changing the way you live, you are deceiving your own self. As we behold ourselves in a glass, we are what? Transformed. So that means your coming to church should transform you. You can't tell me to follow you to church with the way you are living. I won't follow you. So many people are looking unto you as a Messiah. As we behold ourselves in a glass, that glass there means the mirror. That glass there means the world. As we behold ourselves in the mirror, we are transformed. We are changed. So if you are hearing God's word and you are not changing, something is wrong with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let's read. Praise God. Can we read from the book of Romans chapter 10? Let's somebody read verse 12. And verse 17. Praise God. Romans 10:12. There is no difference between the Jews and the Greek. Can we move down to verse 17, please? All right. So then, faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the voice, and what? And hearing the words of the Lord. Praise the Lord, somebody. Let's take a few more scriptures as I start laying my foundation this morning. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. The reason why Isaac accomplished so much was because, apart from Abraham, his father, you remember Isaac dug another well in Genesis 26. Praise God. Why? The Lord spoke to Abraham. If you check your Bible very well, and the Lord said unto Abraham, 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 and every time the Lord said, the Lord will back up. I remember I was driving on the express in Lagos, went to a particular house to dedicate a house for one of our members, and as I was driving back, the Lord said, park. That one is not in the classroom. That one is not the church. You can hear God in the toilet. So don't zero God to only church. I've been in the toilet sitting there and I was hearing the voice of the Lord. The ability to hear God. Now listen to me, because many of you will accomplish great and mighty things by picking up his voice. It goes beyond. Look, listen to me. If you are coming to church day and night and you are hearers of the word, a jotter of the word, you have so many jotters, you can open so many verses. Oh, on so-so day, on so-so time. Good, wonderful. But you should be able to assess the voice of your master. Praise God. It's the God of the universe God is not a racist. Praise God. What he has done to one, he will do it to all. So the best way to assess God is by faith. It's by faith. We drove and the Lord said, park the car. And I parked the car and my wife said, why are you parking? I said, the Lord said, park the car. I said, what happened? I said, Lord, what will you want me to do here? He said, my son, I'm into real estate as well. He said, I want you to start selling lands in this particular area. There's a particular section in Lagos where we're selling land before. You have to hustle all day and night to sell one or two. But when the Lord said, park the car, come down from the car, and this is what I want you to do. In less than 3 or 4 years, over 500 plots has been sold. The voice of the Lord will increase your speed. The voice of the Lord will bring stability. The voice, listen to me, nobody toys with the voice. If the Lord has directed you to be here, no Satan can remove you. If the Lord has instructed you to be in a particular company, it doesn't matter who doesn't like you. The man that does not like you will live for you. I don't live for people. They live for you. Praise God. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Listen to me. They will only know you by his glory. Somebody here, you carry God's glory. I say you carry God's glory. I say you carry God's glory. I say you carry God's glory. In the name of Jesus. If you read from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 30, two things happen there. It says, and through worship, the voice of the Lord will be heard. So a man without worship can't hear his voice. Amen. You are the mighty God, the great I am. That is not the time to pick up your phone calls. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. At several times when you attend to those calls, you've denied yourself of so many blessings. You don't pick up your phone during service. Somebody here with me? I was sharing in a particular ministry. I said, you want to give your life to Jesus and you are chewing gum. You are not serious. Come and give your life to Jesus. You are coming outside. It shows the unseriousness in you. How can you come to meet with the master? You are now. Okay. Has the chewing gum saved you? The reason why people have no evidence in our generation is because they've taken God lightly. It's not your God, it's God, God. Hello, somebody here. Hello, somebody here. Let's read quickly, please. Faith is the most potent force that you are going to use in this universe to capture the devil. The devil will not respond to any other thing than your faith. We overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Somebody, you are breaking through this morning. Somebody here, I say you are breaking through this morning. In the name of Jesus. Can we just read, please? 1 John 5, verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh cancer. You remember during the praise and worship? In Redeem Church in England, as the prayer and worship was going on, there was a young lady. She has not been seeing her missus. And I didn't know. And I said, as we go on this key of worship, this is what the Lord will do. Wait without the man. Why? Because worship introduced God to the affair. And after the worship, Pastor Lyos sent me a mail in America and said, Pastor, you won't believe your eyes. Somebody has not seen a message for donkeys of years. Her stuff burst open. And she saw a message that same morning. After worship. after worship. Let's read faster, please. Somebody. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, overcometh the system of the world, overcometh greediness. You can't say you are born again and you are not tithing. Some people's born again is born again without money. When you are mentioning their finances, come listen to me. If I'm in America or in any desert, I will still be successful. I'm serious. Praise God. If you say you are a lover of God and you don't love God with your money, you are a liar. I believe in this system is operating very well here, not in Nigeria. People pay their tax. Imagine you are not paying your tax for the past 10 years. Even opening your door to anybody will be dangerous. Now, many believers are not tithing. And they are praying to God that, Lord, I will not be sick. Many believers are not a tither. And they are saying, oh, Lord, but things are tight in America. If they drop you in White House, things will still be tight. Why? Until you check yourself and check your mind, something will not happen. Hello? I was ministering in Pastor Lyle's place, and the members of the church bought their woman of God a very wonderful car for her birthday. If you say you love your man of God, you bless your man of God. I'm serious. I've said it several times. Any believer that is not sowing into the life of their ministers, one, any believer that is not blessing their parents, two, they have a long way to go. Oh, but Pastor, my parents, they are blessed. It doesn't really matter. Hello? We have many prodigal sons and daughters in the body of Christ. Oh, daddy is blessed, and so what? Minister a particular stuff to that man and let that man bless you. There is a blessing of your pastor. There is a blessing of your parents. Don't let any man of God or woman of God deceive you. If you are not blessing your parents, you are under a curse. The amen is silence. Praise God. If you are not blessing your parents, you are under a curse. The reason why things will not happen to many of us is because we believe we've arrived. We believe we've been blessed. If you have been blessed, what is your blessing doing to others? Is your blessing intimidating others? Before coming to for this traveling, we paid rent of a member we didn't know. The man fellowships in the Redeemed Church, very close to us, came for one of our program and said, how is madam? I said, madam is fine. I've not been seeing you guys. He said, oh, we've been driven out of the house. The man living elsewhere, the father living elsewhere, the children living elsewhere. And I said, Lord, bless me, so that I can become a medium of blessing to others. And before I left, I did my part. Rentage this year has been paid to two or three families this year. They don't need to be related to you. How many people have you clothed? How many people have you fed? We've paid school fees of some children we don't know their parents at all. We've paid school fees of some children we there is no connection. We are not related. But many of us, you say in Hosea chapter 2, verse 8, he said, woman, you've been blessed. I've increased your water. I've increased your bread. But you are so comfortable. You say, I've been blessed now. And you've forgotten your God. That is what happened in Hosea chapter 2, verse 8. And the Lord said, I will place you under a curse. You don't longer appreciate me that I'm the one that gave you the life to work. Did you know that you can put a smile in the life of somebody by just administering something to them? This life is more than our own. We can make more impact by clothing the naked. Say, Master, when have you done this to us? Or you say, when have you done this? Say, When I came to you through that poor man, you didn't minister to him. When that fellow was naked, you left him naked. Say, God is teaching him a lesson. Are you a God? Hello? You want to teach your children a lesson and you are putting their hands in the fire or on the gas. You are a murderer. Praise God. Until we start affecting people with our lives, there will be no change around us. In your own little way, reach out. In your own little way, bless the people. Don't let any man or woman deceive you. Listen to me. They may not need it, but give it. Praise God. Abraham, at the age of 75, the Lord said, Abraham, move out. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord walks upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. When the Lord has spoken into your life, listen to me. I was told in the beginning, thank God for my wife. We're 18 years now, probably 18 years in January. 18 years in January. To everybody around me, they said she's not the one. But the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. They may not agree with you, it doesn't bother. Every one of us that tries to please everybody, we're in trouble. If you want everybody to be happy with you, you're in trouble. But if you want God to be pleased with you, be a follower of his voice. For us to tune into any television station, you have to put on the television. Now, put on your spirit. I was praying this morning, just only in tongues from 3 to 6. When it was a few minutes to 6, I stopped. So when she came here to say, oh, let's pray for couples. Now, during the prayer, what I was saying, I said, oh Lord, give me just only one or two couples. Let me pour my heart into them. There are some things I can't say here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is somebody being blessed this morning? Is somebody being blessed this morning? Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16, quickly. Isaiah 34, 16. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Seek ye out of the book of the law and read. Underline, no one of these shall fail. If the Lord has done it for somebody, we do it for you. Oh, somebody hear a louder amen. If he has given me my own children, he will give you your own children. A woman that was married for 40 years gave birth. God is not through with you yet. I say, my God is not through with you yet. I say, my God is not through with you yet. In the name of Jesus. And none of this word shall fail. Why? My mouth has spoken it. My spirit has gathered them. Is somebody here with me this morning? Let's read quickly and share the life of this young man. Genesis 26, Isaac. Genesis 26, verse 1. Praise God. Genesis chapter 26, verse 1. Hallelujah. All right. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Now, you move on to verse 2, 3. Praise God. Verse 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are in verse 2, you read that in verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto him. Now, on the line. And the Lord appeared unto him. And what? And said. The Lord appeared unto him. I'm reading from Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 and 2. And the Lord appeared unto him and what has the Lord said unto you? I said it in so many occasions. I said, look, that somebody is into clothes selling doesn't mean you should go in there. We've seen many of our generations in Nigeria, they've traveled to Dubai because everybody is going to Dubai. Everybody is going there. Let's go. That everybody is doing it doesn't mean you should do it. Is somebody here with me? A minister of God came to me, Pastor Peter, in Lagos so many years ago. He said, Pastor Lou, all ministers are going to South Africa. Everybody is going to South Africa. I can help you to get to South Africa. If a man helped you and God has not helped you, vain is the help of man. Everybody is going there. Everybody is going there. He came the first time. Can I have your passport? I said, no. Came after a month or 2 months after. Said, oh, great things are happening in South Africa. Everybody is going there. All ministers are going there. All ministers are going there. It's a new ground. He said, to you, it's a new ground. What of to God? It's an hard ground. Because it's not sending you there. Came the second time. I said, no. Learn on how to say no without feeling guilty. Some of you are saying no. You can't look at their face. When you are saying no, look at the fellow's face. No. No. I say no. Don't be saying no and you are taking off your face. Now, the righteous is as bold as a lion. So if you are serving your father, which your father is the lion of the tribe of Judah. You should be able to face situations. And do you know what? Everybody that went to South Africa lost their home. Many of them lost their ministry. Anywhere God has spoken, anywhere that you hear his voice, the Lord said, I should sit here. If the whole place is collapsing, this place will not collapse. Why? Because his voice will back you up. You are not married to your husband by mistake. You are married to your husband because of divine connection. Is somebody here with me? You can be an instrument. It doesn't really matter. You can be a monk. It doesn't really matter. But the point is that God has connected. When two have joined together, they are one. The Lord is the one that joined them, not you. So if the Lord joins, you can't scatter. Hello? Let the married men and women say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you are not the one that joined, he said, the Lord has joined together. Let no man. Those are wonderful scriptures. He said, let no man, let no dollar. Let no secret projects. There is nothing she doesn't know about my life. She have access to my ATM 24/7. I've never used it. I'm serious. I've never hold my ATM to use once in my life. She have access to all. But it should be a woman they can trust. They shouldn't give you an ATM card and you go on a spending spree. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. I cannot tell it all. Hello. There are some until you prove them. Don't give them. I've proved this one. No. Bulletproof. Scripture proof. Everything proof. Hello. Did you know that? Oh, I won't be able to say this one here. Let me say it anyhow. Any marriage that you see the woman or the man, they quarrel every week, check their sex life. It's zero. How I wish we have meetings for only doubles. And about to marry. We shouldn't stir them up. Praise God. And because the Lord said unto Isaac, Isaac, this is what the Lord is saying in verse 2 and 3. What happens? The Lord backs him up. I told that young man, I said, the Lord has not released me to go to South Africa. Thanks so much for your effort. Thanks so much for your love. I'm not going. You remember when they gave David those equipment? He said, yes, let me put it on. Man can help you, but if God has not helped, David was trying everything on. Say, yes, use it this way. Yes, we are going to face Goliath. If you face Goliath without the voice of God, you'll be defeated. There is a voice for every hour. There is a voice for every minute. There is a voice for every season. This is your season of lifting. This is your season of new beginning. This is your season of favor. Let the loudest amen have it. Let the loudest amen have it. Let the loudest amen have it. In the name of Jesus. You remember Moses? Moses, tell my people to go forward. The voice. The voice. You remember the young lady that went for an interview in Lagos? One of our members, extremely committed. Extremely committed. She went for an interview, read so much for the interview in one of those banks. And when they got to the interview, everybody has been in there and out. And it was the turn of this young sister. And they were asking her question. And she was just looking. She said, oh my God, don't you know you are coming for an interview? She said, I know. So answer now. She said, so one of those guys sitter said, what did you do when you are tensed up? He said, I pray. He said, don't you know you are in an interview hall? You can't pray here. No, sorry, I dance. I dance. She said, I dance in an interview. In an interview. He said, no, this is an interview hall. Then they asked her two more questions. She has no reply. One of those guys sit and say, relax. What did you do when you are tensed up? He say, I pray in tongues. So you are praying in tongues in the interview hall. Bagaragayabo, ge, ba, ko, kayaya, poragata, kayaba, lakanakayabo, kayaya, boya, ruga, reggae, yaga. And they said, it's okay, it's enough. He said, that is your interview, you can go. And she went out and she called me and said, Pastor, I've messed up. People thought you've messed up. You become the message of the season. The young lady came out, came to the church and said, Pastor, they asked me so many questions, I have no answer. I read so much, but I deliver so little. See, but, so what happened now? So I was just asking. See, when they asked me, I said, I pray. See, I pray, call, pray me. He said, okay, when you are tensed up, what did you do? He said, I speak in tongues. Say, speak in tongues. Say, let's hear the tongue. Now, as the young lady was praying, Holy Ghost was arresting their hearts. Among the 20 they employed, she was among. By strength shall no man prevail. You can only prevail faster by his voice. The Lord said unto me, sit down. The Lord said unto me, do it this way. You remember there was a time we went for a service, a conference in Reverend Yinkaojo Church, Grace Family Church. And I sat down. This was Reverend Yinkaojo. Baba Orisha Jafo was here. And I sat down here. My wife was here. And the wife was here. And as the worship was going on, the word of God was going on, my wife said unto me, "Say, Pastor, the car we could have bought 2 days ago, the Lord said we should lay the money down." I was a pastor. I didn't hear God. The word of God was going on. The word of God was going on. It was powerful. She tapped me again. I said, Pastor, I have a voice speaking unto me now and said we should lay down the money of that car. I said, okay. Now, in the same service, she picked the voice. In the same service, I didn't hear God that day. I was only hearing the word. Powerful. Orisha Jafo was ministering. Powerful. But in the midst of the word, she picked the voice. In the midst of the service, if your baby is crying over there, you will know. Everybody is listening to the message. You too, you are listening. But there's a particular section of your heart that picks the frequency of the baby. We should be able to pick the frequency of our God at any point in time. It will tell you, sit down. It will tell you, don't go there. It will tell you, no, go for the interview. This is a time now. Go for the interview. And as you go, the same people that rejected you say, we've been waiting for you. And do you know what happened? After the service, I called her. I said, can't we divide the money into two? Look at human beings. To be carnally minded is... To be carnally minded is... To be spiritually minded is life everlasting. And you know what? I was trying to see that even in our own church, we have some needs. I said, do you know what? Let's divide the money of that kind to two. Let's send half to the other church and retain the remaining half in this. He said, no, that was not what the Lord told me. Obey your wife if she has heard from the Lord. Thank God you are the head. But we have another head. The headmaster, the head of all heads. Amen. You should be a flexible man. When your wife said, the Lord spoke to me. Say, no, I'm the husband. I won't allow this until I hear from God. You may never hear. Hello? And she said, this is what the Lord said. Even me as a pastor, I was trying to Doug Mercy. You know Doug Mercy? I'm trying to find a way out. I said, do you know what? Let's say no. Say, Pastor, this is what the Lord said, though. If you remove anything from this thing, we've not sown a seed, though. We've only wasted our seed. So I picked up the seed. Pastor Joe Alome followed me to the church because the young man said, how can you drop, you want to buy a car and you don't have a car. And you went for a program in another church and the Lord said, to who? Not you, your wife. And you are a man, you are carrying the seed. If you read Psalm 126 because of time, you understand what I'm saying. He that goeth out with the precious seed, weeping, when you are sowing real seed, it's not funny. The seed you are sowing, you are smiling. It's not a seed. When you are carrying real seed, it's as if what has happened to me. I couldn't have been in church today, my God. They said we should give to our parents. Oh, I won't be able to ask daddy for this thing again. No, that is real seed. In the midst of nothing, you are giving something. That is the way God has made us. It is not no man can rise up anywhere and say he made us. It is only God that made us. It is only God that lifted us. And listen to me, you can be lifted beyond people's measure. You can be lifted beyond your imagination if only you are a covenant doer. He said, my covenant will I not break. My covenant will I not break. I called the minister of God. I said, Reverend Yinka Ojo, please, you've just round up your convention. I want to see you tomorrow. He said, how can we meet? We met. And a young man followed me, Pastor Joe Alome, a friend of our ministry. I said, I want to see maybe Pastor Lou will drop this money. So I picked up the money and hand over the money to the minister of God. The car we couldn't be able to buy in less than 2 months or 3 months, somebody drove a car, dropped it in our church and said, there is a sale. The young man had just gotten a visa to England and he wants to sell as fast as possible. I don't have any cash. I called my wife. I said, hello. I said, there's a car here. I said, don't you know we've just given a seed? I said, I know. I said, but there's a car here. The color I told God I needed was the car on ground. I said, we can't buy that car. I said, I know. So I held the phone. I said, precious. I said, come here, my son. I said, do you believe we can have this car? I said, yes. Always agree with your children. They will agree with everything. The adult's minds are full of cares and worries. They are thinking about house rent. Body this and that. But a child, when you bring a child at any level, say, did you like this? Say, yes, 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 yes. Can you agree with me? And if the Lord has done it, you will enjoy from me. Say, yes, yes, daddy, yes. Let's start a prayer. So the young guy lay hands on the car. I anointed the car to be my own without money. Without cash. As that was done, do you know what happened? The young guy came and said, my visa will expire in less than 1 week. Anything you have, give me. There's somebody here. God is going to create a new way for you. Where you least expected, in less than 7 days, heaven will visit your family. Oh, if you are the one in louder, amen. If you are the one in louder, amen. Where you thought the miracle will come from, it's not going to come from there. You will just stumble into your miracle. Say, wow, I came in here expecting nothing. But how awesome is our God. Do you know what happened? The young man collected the money. The bit he collected just so little. At the time we saw the car, there was no cash. Somebody was owing her for some time. And without calling that fellow, the fellow could say, I have some little change here I want to drop and give to you. I say, oh, it's because of me. So when they brought the little change, I called the owner of the car and said, can you have this? He said, yes. He said, I have to travel tomorrow night. The remaining money, you can spread it for a year and give it to my mom. Everything is not by sight. Walk by faith. If you desire husband, walk by faith. Have a picture of the husband. If you desire a child, walk by faith. I remember a service was going on. I said unto a young lady, I didn't know the young lady was partially deaf in one of our ears, Miss Ogidi's wife. And I said, this evening we are going to have an Holy Communion. Please hold on. And as you hold on, the Lord will heal you of all your infirmities. As the word of God was going on, the Lord popped our ears open. Why? Tomorrow is too late. It's today. Anything you are trusting God for today, God will answer you. Heaven will heal you of your back pain. The Lord will flung the door opens unto you. Doors of favor, doors of opportunity, doors of liftings in the name of Jesus. It's a new season for somebody here. In the name of Jesus. If you have it in your heart, God will give it in your hands. If you desire to do things for God, you don't need to pray to be blessed. The blessings will come of his own accord. That was how the needs was met. And listen to me. Most of our accomplishment today has been by his voice. The Lord said. Let me take just 2 more as we round up in the next 2-3 more minutes. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Then we take Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. Exodus. Sorry, I'm a little bit fast. Where are we reading from? Exodus 8, 7, 8. And the Lord said, I've seen the afflictions of my people, which are in Egypt. Aha. Yes. I know their sorrow. It doesn't matter what you are going through now. God knows. But the only thing that will deliver us is the voice. The voice. The voice. And the Lord said unto me. Let's read quickly Exodus 7 verse 1. And Exodus 14. Quickly. Hallelujah. Exodus 7 1. Can you see that again? The accomplishment of Moses is the Lord said. Tell my people to go forward. How can you tell people to go forward and there's river? That is real madness. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hello? Now look at this. This is a river and the enemy is at the back. All those car parks, we have all our enemies there. And they are running after us. And Moses is here. And the Lord said, say, Master, you've given these people to me. They are going to perish. The enemy will kill them. They are more than us. He said, open your eyes. Those that are with you are more than those that are with them. Hello? And in the midst of we running and walking, with God's air, and this is a major river, and he said, tell my people, we walk by faith, not by sight. Hello? We walk by what? Faith, not by sight. Tell my people to go forward. And as they were going forward, the more they go forward, the more the river parted. Don't run away from your challenges. Face your challenges. There is nothing you face by faith. It will face off. Hello? I was being told, you remember, the doctor told us that my wife can't give birth at all. Except we went through some operations. And I'm a pastor, a tighter. Rather for me to tight the other way around, I say, Lord, I'm a tighter. And you said your covenant will you not break. And you know what? Despite the announcement of the doctor, we were still doing what? Family planning. We went on family planning for like a year or 2 years. On the year, on the month that I want a baby. I remember I went to my barbing salon at Allen Avenue and saw very beautiful, wonderful kids too. I said, look at these children. So glorious. My God. I said, do you know what? Go and remove your family planning. I'm serious. That was how we gave birth to our children. Despite the report of the doctor. That same year, she took in. Was it not 2 years ago? I was having ulcer and vomiting blood, seriously. And the doctor said so many things. I was crawling in my room upstairs, in between the room and the toilet. In between the room and the toilet. I couldn't be able to come downstairs. And a particular word came. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. Many have ulcer for years. They are managing it. Let's manage it. Let's manage it. God will do it one day. God will do it today. I say, my God will do it today. Amen. Do you know what happened to me as I close? Despite the report of the doctor, I made up my mind. I said, Lord, as we cross over into another year, I'm trusting in you for just only one word. And the Lord said, sit down. Go on study. And as I was studying God's word, he said, open to Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Upon the wings shall healing arise. And I said, Lord, is that the word? He said, yes. I went into the watch night service determined in my heart that enough is enough to ulcer. That same night, my ulcer left. That same night. A voice, a word. Listen to me. What you thought was normal was abnormal. Because somebody has such a stuff and is managing it. You don't need to manage yours. The kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violence was taken it by force. Can we just rise on our feet this morning? Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know, for some of us here this morning, maybe the Lord has spoken unto you. Praise God. But I want to trust God that as from today, I'll be praying along just two sections of people. The first section are men and women that have not been faithful in their finances. I'm talking about tithing. You want to say, Lord, as from today, it's a new beginning. Everything that comes unto me, I will minister unto you. Listen to me, you didn't get to where you are today by your own strength. Neither did you get what you have today by your own power. Many of us have not been faithful. Wherever you are, I just want to see your hands being lifted up, and I'll be praying along with you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. You know you've not been faithful. You know you've not been faithful. The reason why the fruitfulness has not been coming so much is because of the unfaithfulness. As you lay your hands up, I want you to put your hands on your chest, and I'll be praying along with you. Are you ready? In Jesus' name. Everlasting King of Glory, I want to agree with every man and woman here this morning that has made up their mind to be faithful in their finances. In tithing the 10%, what belongs to you, unto you. As from today, Lord God, I declare their heavens open in the name of Jesus. I declare a new season of favor unto them in the name of Jesus. Lord, as they take these new steps, as they take this new step of commitment unto you, Lord, I use your word as a point of contact for every one of them. That where others are laboring, they will not labor. Wherever favor is needed at their place of work, Lord, I release it unto them in the name of Jesus. Somebody here is your new season of promotion in the name of Jesus. It's your new season of expansion in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are trusting God for healing in your body, just touch that part of your body. The same God that has done it for me
we do it for you. Can somebody just quickly read Micah 4:2? I want to use that as a point of contact for you this morning. The Lord healed me of my ulcer. Despite, they call it a chronic ulcer, I was being ill based on that word. By his stripe, you were healed. By his stripe, you were healed. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary so that you wouldn't need to share your own on the highways. No accident in this season. No accident in this year. In the name of Jesus. Now, somebody just really quickly, as we use that to pray for every one of us to this morning. If you are in Micah 4:2, you read. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go to the mountain of the Lord. Upon Mount Zion there shall what? Be deliverance. And the people shall what? Possess their possession. Now read faster, please. And to the house of the God of Jacob. Yes. And walk in his paths. And the Lord shall go forth out of Zion. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now, upon his wings, I wanted to look at a particular part there. Upon the wings of the Lord shall healing arise. I want to agree with every man and woman here. You are trusting God for healing in your body. That same God that has done it for me will do it for you. I decree your healing now in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, I command our back pains to go. 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 In the name of Jesus, I command every affliction that will not glorify God in your body, that chest pain, that body pain, I command them to dry to the root now in the name of Jesus. Because your body is the temple of the Lord, you will glorify God in your body. Sickness is not allowed. Diabetes is not allowed. Rheumatism is not allowed. I command them to go in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Just want to appreciate the church for giving us this opportunity to minister, especially Pastor Yeto Adeyemi and Pastor Mrs. as well. We want to appreciate the members, my brothers, and their wives. Praise God. They've done wonderfully well. I pray to God that there should be more commitment to the things of God. The Wednesday service should be, please be committed. If you are at home and the Wednesday service is going on and you are still at home, something is wrong somewhere. Praise God. The more of God in your life, the more of his word in your life, the more of his glory. Upon you shall arise a greater glory. Upon you shall arise a greater grace in the name of Jesus. So I want to appreciate you for this opportunity. May the Lord continue to increase the work and bless the people in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't know if there's anyone here, you don't have this. You don't have this book. Can I just present it to just anybody here? If you need it, you come. And have it. Oh, put your hands together for my sister. You're blessed. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir.
Praise God. Let's put our hands together for Pastor Olu Akinlosotu. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody, put your hands together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me just read to us. I think the what he wanted us to read was Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. And I'll just read it out to us. He says, but unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. I think that's the scripture that Pastor Olu was looking for. The wings of healing. Praise the Lord. Well, that was a powerful, powerful ministration. Praise the Lord.